look at that beautiful lake. Let's go swimming. I know I can't swim, but maybe you could teach me? It doesn't look too deep. Besides, you're my big brother. And you're supposed to teach me stuff. Look out for me. Do you want me to drown someday? No, I don't have a swimming suit either. But we used to take baths together, remember? Maybe... Maybe that was a while ago. Well, a long time ago. But this is basically a big outdoor bathtub. And we're still brother and sister. If I can't go skinny dipping with my own brother, what kind of messed up world is this? Good. Good, good, good. You go in first, in case there's a drop-off. And I'll follow you. Now, maybe that it's deep enough, I could just try to swim a little while you hold me in place. I'll try not to splash too much. How was that? Thanks, but I'm not ready to go solo yet. Maybe we could practice the backstroke now? Let me float on my back while you hold me in place again. Ugh, grow up. You have to look at me and tell me how I'm doing. They're just breasts. Think of them as flotation devices. And sorry about my nipples. It's a little cold in here. And that's just my pussy. Not that you can see anything from this angle anyway. Let me try to swim, but will you hold on to me still? How's this? You're watching my form, right? Watching my arms stretch out over my head, my long legs breaking the water? Okay. Let's try another swimming style. We tried the crawl and the backstroke. I seem to do okay. I think we should move on to the breaststroke. No, not like that. Like this. With your hand stroking my breast. Please, you had to see that coming, brother. Your cute little sister, who was always, always worshipped the ground you walked on, asks you to go skinny dipping with her. Besides, like I said before, it's a big brother's job to teach his little sister things. Like swimming. Or how to make love. Now that I'm standing in the water next to you, this water isn't deep enough to hide the fact that you're excited by my body. So we can either take care of what we're feeling right now, or we can get back into the car, and both of us will forever wonder about what might have happened. So teach me. Teach me about love now, or I'll find some random jerk who'll end up teaching me. That's more like it. You didn't really need all that much convincing, did you? I wouldn't have offered if I wasn't pretty sure you'd accept. No. We're gonna make love. I'm gonna practice while you hold me in place. The only difference between this and what we did before is instead of floating on the water, I'll be on your cock. Oh, lift me up, brother. Set me down. Set me down gently. Well, I told you that you needed to teach me. That implied a lack of experience on my part, I think. You shouldn't be surprised now to know that this is my first time. And it doesn't have to be our last time, brother. Now, do more than just hold me. Lift me. Lower me. Oh, brother. Fuck me. Teach me all about this. Keep me warm. Keep me safe. Oh, in this cold, cold water. Make love to me. Bring me to orgasm, brother. Oh, yeah. Warm me from the inside. With your hot cum. Oh, yes, that's what I want, brother. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop coming. It's so hot. Oh, yes. Brother. Thank you for teaching me about love. But, you know, we just passed a hotel a few miles back. Why don't we dry off and continue our lessons there? There's so much more I want to learn.